Cruises by Molly Takuda. I feel the cool breeze blowing through my hair, smell the air, and close my eyes. I look deep into the turquoise shimmering water, seeing my reflection from far away. And I know nothing could go wrong when I'm on a cruise with my family. Midwinter break is one of the busiest times of the year for my family. We fly to Miami, Florida on vacation. We don't stay long because the cruise ships port there, and we can't wait to get on. It finally hits me that we're going on a cruise when we're sitting in our hotel room, flipping through the channels on the TV, smelling the scent of cleaning detergent and cigarette smoke. Once we get on the huge boat, we take in the newly home smell. My sister and I search the area, getting to know the ship a little better, and seeing where we would be spending most of our time, the top deck where the sun hits just right, where you could get a perfect tan laying out by the pool. After a couple hours, the staff and captain greet all of their new guests with an emergency drill, with 7 loud blasts and 1 long horn. This makes sure everybody knows what to do in case of an emergency. Once everyone takes off their mandatory life jackets, we all go chill by the pool for a farewell Miami party, where there's a huge barbecue and dancing. I don't really stay long because by then it has been a really long day and I just want to see what kind of movies are on the TV. I usually hide out there until dinner when my family and I have our first and last dinner together. My mom and I always order escargot, while my dad orders lobster and my sister chicken nuggets. After our fancy dinner with no jeans or street shoes allowed, I get ready and meet friends at the ship's teen club, where about 100 teens like to do activities and fun games, such as hide-and-go-seek, around the boat, hunt it down and wear it well, and dance. I meet so many amazing people all around the world, but they're usually from the East Coast and around my age. The older I get, the cooler people I meet. Of course, after the cruise, I exchange numbers and emails, and we all still talk. Some I really get to like, and some I will never forget. It's always sad saying goodbye, especially to people I have spent a whole week of my life with. We grow attached to each other, and I never forget them. We take pictures of each other and save it online, so that whenever we look onto our backgrounds, they'll be there.